Philadelphia has decided to shutter one of its jails. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the goal is to close it down within the next 2 years.
The House of Corrections on State Road is almost 100 years old and has been in continuous operation since 1927. City Councilman Bobby Heenan says it's in bad shape.
The inhumane conditions of HOC is certainly undeniable. All right, but the bottom line is there shouldn't be a human being in the House of Corrections.
Mayor Jim Kenney calls it a milestone to shut it down without building a replacement prison.
Its closure is possible because of the city's overall prison population has decreased 32% since the administration took office.
The drop can be attributed, at least in part, because of a $3.5 million MacArthur Foundation grant targeted at reducing the population in city jails. District Attorney Larry Krasner, who took office in January, says they're doing things every day to keep people on the streets and out of city custody.
For example, not prosecuting possession of marijuana for that small portion who were still being prosecuted. For example, identifying 26 charges that are non-serious where we would no longer seek cash bail ordinarily. What we've seen from that is that since our bail policy went into effect, the daily decline in the numbers of incarcerated people in the county went from a 6-person reduction per day to a 12-person reduction per day. That is obviously based on many factors.
Prisons Commissioner Blanche Carney says even though there are fewer than 200 people in the House of Corrections, they can't close the facility quickly because each offender has to be moved to the right jail or prison depending on why they're serving time.
You should not house someone incarcerated solely on retail theft with someone that's charged with murder.
The group 215 Bail Coalition says the conditions at the House of Corrections are dismal and inhumane. Member Reuben Jones says he believes the city can move more quickly to mothball it permanently.
We don't feel like it needs to be maintained if it's closed, if it's not housing anyone. That's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Commissioner Carney says the facility needs to be maintained to have space available if the city's prison population increases. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.